KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. A heat advisory continues. Daytime highs approaching 103. Today, under clear skies, winds out of the south, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies again. Tonight, lows dip down to about 76. A blend of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, 100. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, 87.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Rena Flores with 13 News. Emporia police arrested two people after recovering dozens of neglected animals from their home. The Emporia Police Department says animal control officers executed a search yesterday on the home in the 600 block of Lakeview Street, where they found 31 dogs and 10 cats living in unhealthy conditions. The animals are now being cared for by Prairie Paws. And safety advocates want to reward drivers and passengers staying safe this holiday weekend. Bucks for Buckles is a partnership with KDHE, State Farm, and Safe Kids Kansas. In dozens of cities across the state of Kansas until September 13th, local volunteers will hand out $1 bills to drivers and passengers found buckled up in their cars and educational materials to those without. I'm Raina Flores with 13 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Cancer. A terrifying diagnosis millions of Americans receive every year. But American Innovation is giving patients a way to fight back and take control of their lives. Breakthroughs in cancer treatment are delivering for patients in Kansas. Therapies that once meant long trips to specialty facilities hours away can now be given faster, more affordably, closer to home. Bureaucrats in Washington are threatening to change that. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, quietly proposed a rule called the Fixed Combination Drug Policy. It sounds harmless. It isn't. It targets the faster, less invasive treatments patients overwhelmingly prefer, and it could make this innovation disappear. There's still time to stop it, but only if you make your voice heard. Ask Senators Marshall and Moran to stand up for cancer patients. Protect the treatments patients prefer and deserve. Paid for by American Commitment.
Corn and hogs are lower, soybeans and cattle are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans are up at the bounce in bean meal. November's 4 3/4 higher at 13.15 1/4, and January's up 5 1/4 at 13.30 1/4. Corn is down on profit taking. December's 3.5 lower at 5.40. March is 3 1/4 lower at 5.55. Live and feeder cattle are higher, with feeders in the lead on the lower move in corn as they wait for widespread direct business. Most active October lives up $4.40 at $2.14.57. October feeders are $7.17 higher at $3.21.55. And with pork lower at midday, October hogs are down 45 at $83.37. December leans 45 lower at $73.87. John Perkins, Brownfield.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Are you tired of the same old stores? Get down to Lakeside Auction. We don't do boring. We get massive truckloads of new items in every single week. Our inventory changes faster than the Kansas weather. One week it's appliances, the next week it's high-end electronics. You literally never know what you'll find. That's why the locals call us the Glen Elder Walmart. Come by today, 328 Nash Street in Glen Elder. Lakeside Auction. If we don't have it, you probably don't need it.
Whether you're heating your pool, garage, or planning ahead for colder weather, you can fuel your home with Central Valley Ag. At CVA, propane isn't just for the farm. It's for homeowners, too. Get reliable residential propane service backed by local people you know and trust. From water heaters to generators, CVA propane helps keep your home running comfortably year-round. Learn more at cvacoop.com.
Lydia here with Dewey Dominey in Downtown Downs, and today we are going to specifically talk about Flex Steel and why people need to come and check out what you guys have in the store because of your great selection of Flex Steel.
But everybody asks, do you have any leather sofas in stock for power recline? Yeah, I've got probably 20 different choices, different colors of leather. We have brand, our newest color is the gray leather, which is unusual. So many people are using that color in their kitchens, neutral colors in their carpets. It's been good. We have the Henry sofa, which is really sits really firm with lumbar power headrest. You sit down, you don't sink into it. It's a really firm seat with Flex Steel springs. The comfort there, just great thick leather.
Come and check out the Flex Steel in Downtown Downs at Dominey Furniture Store.
My online girlfriend asked me to send her $10,000 so she could come and visit me.
Online girlfriend? Have you met her?
No, but she sent me her picture, so I know she's real.
Stop right there. Does that sound suspicious to you? When people you meet online start asking for money, pause, check with a trusted friend or relative, and do not be pressured into quick decisions. To learn more about common investment scams and how to avoid them, visit smartinvestks.gov. That's smartinvestks.gov. This ad is sponsored by the Kansas Department of Insurance and aired in cooperation with this station.
KD Country 94.
Who's ready for Friday Night Football? This Friday night, September 4th, the lights come on in Tipton for a matchup between two area football teams. The St. John's Tipton Blue Jays take on the Rock Hills Grizzlies in what promises to be four quarters of hard-hitting high school football. Make your plans to be in Tipton and catch all the action. Kickoff is at 8 p.m. The game is sponsored by Schoen's Auto Repair, Osborne County Memorial Hospital, Midway Co-op, Goddard Repair, and Lakeside Auction and Consignments. St. John's Tipton and Rock Hills, Friday night at 8 p.m. in Tipton on KD Country 94.
Another slow start for direct cash cattle business, and cash hogs are sharply lower. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Roundfield Livestock Market Report, brought to you by the Propane Education and Research Council. Diesel price swings and an unstable grid can put your livestock's health in danger. Reliable propane powers heaters and ventilation fans at a fraction of the cost. Learn more at propane.com/ag. Direct cash cattle trade activity remains quiet. The lone bid to have surfaced is in Kansas at $219. Otherwise, the rest of cattle country has been quiet. There was a light round of business that took place in Nebraska on Wednesday at mostly $345 stress. That's fully steadied with the previous week's weighted averages. Significant trade volume could hold out until sometime Friday. Box beef was lower and sharply lower at midday with light demand for solid offerings. Choice down $1.48 at $377.30. Select was $2.58 lower at $3.51. At the Bassett Livestock Auction in Nebraska, the USDA says demand was good with several buyers for the yearling offerings coming off grass and preg-checked open heifers. Receipts were up from the most recent sale and on the year. Medium and large one feeder steers, 919 pounds, brought $342.50. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 935 pounds, brought $307.50. Cash hogs are sharply lower at midday with light negotiated purchases. Processors have leverage and are able to move needed numbers at their pace. The industry is monitoring the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights along with demand, which has had some bright spots, but there are still lingering concerns about long-term strength. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 330 with a weighted average of 87.09. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at midday at $66. At Illinois, slaughter sales were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $43 to $55. Barrows and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $55 to $65. And pork values were sharply lower at midday, down $2.77 at $92.85. Bellies dropped more than $23 to start the day. Ribs, butts, and picnics were also sharply lower. This program is brought to you by John Deere. John Deere is proud to support the American farmers and ranchers who harvest our future year in and year out. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No. But you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes. But if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Dan Lucero. For the fourth time in club history, the Kansas City Royals can claim both the American League Pitcher and Players of the Month. Jack Caglione and Noah Cameron were honored by the American League for their performances during the month of August. For Cags, it was his best month as a pro. The second-year right fielder batted .411 to lead the American League and posted a 1.113 OPS for the month that was also tops in the AL. His 26 runs batted in led the league, and his 39 total hits were second in the league for the month. On the mound, the pitcher of the month was Noah Cameron, the second-year lefty out of St. Joseph, Missouri. He posted a 4-0 record in five starts with a 1.87 ERA that was fourth in the American League and a 0.80 whip that was tops on the circuit. He held opponents to a 155 batting average that was second best in the league and a 455 OPS that led the league. KIN Sports, I'm Dan Lucero.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZBY Sports Bite with John Bowden, brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
And back on KD Country, 26 coaches in 26 days, talking with Star Jacob, a tennis lover and coach from Smith Center, Kansas, coaching the Osborne Lady Bulldog tennis team. What a tradition Osborne Lady Bulldog tennis has been. Star, you've been involved for several years, got a couple of granddaughters that demand that you coach them, and it's very tough coaching family, but your knowledge and love of the game helps you get through any problems or things that could occur. Just kind of tell us about your love for tennis and where it all started.
Well, good morning, John. Thank you. I did not learn how to play tennis until I went to college. I took the beginning course from the actual men's tennis coach at Fort Hays State, and he was a great instructor, and I loved it from the minute I got on the court. And he just was a wonderful instructor and realized early on that it was a great lifetime sport.
Well, Coach Jacobs, the footwork and strength in the wrist are incredible. People just think, oh, they just go out and whack a ball around for a couple hours and run around and hit that somewhat soft ball. If the tennis ball is one of the unique balls in the sports world. It's fuzzy, but it is hard, but it can go very, very fast on the court. Just kind of talk about the footwork and the strength that you must have to play tennis.
Well, there's a lot of facets to tennis I think people don't realize, and I'm kind of amazed at girls when they first come come out, if they haven't had any training, they say, my goodness, there's so much to learn in tennis. And there is. It's a game of finesse and control. Footwork is extremely important. You have to be very quick. You have to change directions quickly. And the wrist is very important in about every shot you do, whether you do a snap of the wrist or you are at a volley and you have to hold firm. It's important to have a strong wrist and know how to control a shot when you hit it.
Kind of talk about determining who plays singles and who plays double. You have junior Chloe Hogard and freshman Kirsten Manns as singles, and then your doubles team of granddaughters senior Claire Mick and Hallie Mick, and then have some number two doubles team of senior Abby Spurgeon and freshman Avery Choate. Just kind of explain how you determine who plays singles and who plays doubles.
Well, I take into consideration where the girls love to play and what position they want to play. But throughout the preseason practice before any meets, we try them at all positions and see what they're adapted to and what works well. And they will be and can be switched up during the season, going from singles to doubles. But Claire and Hallie played doubles for the last 2 years and made it to state every year and have earned that spot. That doesn't mean I can't put them at singles, but they're a good doubles match. Chloe comes out and she's a real strong hitter, very strong tennis player. Her strength is her talent there. And Kirsten has come out and just a real natural player. She's a freshman. We got to work on, you know, getting her adapted to playing at the varsity level, but she's done really well at learning and progressing on her skills as well. So you just kind of have to take each player's skills and talents and see where they might be the best fit on a doubles or singles position. But again, I can switch them up during the season and just try some different things.
Osborne, like you said, has had a long tradition of tennis, but with every playing field and play and sport, you have to have great facilities, and you were gifted with a new resurfaced court thanks to the Dangy Hansen and several Osborne Bulldog boosters. And just kind of talk about the resurfacing of the court and what it takes for equipment to play the game of tennis outside.
Well, the resurfacing of the court was certainly a wonderful blessing, and we didn't think it's going to be done ready for practice, but we got to step on the court the very first day of practice, the first time it was used, and it's just a terrific addition to the school and community, and we're very thankful for that and everybody that donated to that program. It's a huge difference. We don't have to watch the cracks or injuries from tripping, and it's just a really a phenomenal project that a past tennis player, Casey McCray, got going, and she did a great job raising the funds for that.
Star Jacobs, high school tennis coach for the Osborne Lady Bulldogs, we appreciate your time today. Best of luck, and keep sending those results of Osborne Lady Dogs tennis.
Okay, will do. Thank you, John.
When it's time to haul livestock, equipment, or your favorite ride, trust Miller Welding and Downs, the area's newest Titan trailer dealer. Choose from livestock trailers, heavy-duty flatbeds, and car trailers, all backed by a standard 5-year tongue-to-taillight warranty. Miller Welding is also your source for BMW hitches, Sherco tarps and trap openers, and Country Clipper zero-turn mowers. Plus, they offer custom welding and fabrication, a full-service ag mechanic shop, and carry bumper-to-bumper auto parts for all your parts and filter needs. Stop by Miller Welding on Highway 24 in Downs or call 785-454-3425. That's 785-454-3425. Osborne County Memorial Hospital reminds families that back-to-school season is a great time to encourage healthy habits at home. Simple steps like washing hands before meals, covering coughs and sneezes, cleaning frequently touched surfaces, and getting plenty of rest can help prevent colds and flu from spreading through your household. When everyone does their part, families stay healthier all season long. Osborne County Memorial Hospital wishes your family a healthy and successful start to the school year. Proud to be your hometown healthcare provider, Osborne County Memorial Hospital.
North Central Kansas's Country Station, KD Country 94.